This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Cleveland is a sports town, be it baseball, basketball, or badminton. That game is among the 35 featured in the Gay Games, which start tomorrow. The International Gay Games 9 competition is expected to bring 30,000 visitors to the Cleveland area. Afis Scruggs saw what some small businesses are doing to get fans into their establishments.
If you're a restaurant server, it makes sense to be polite and greet a customer with a ma'am or a sir. So what do you do when a gender mistake turns that courtesy into a slight?
You know, once you see their expression, "I'm sorry, did I misspeak?" Let them come in and say, "You did. I would prefer if you use this term."
That's Anna Short. She works at the Grovewood Tavern and Wine Bar on Cleveland's east side. It's 10 minutes from downtown, the heart of the Gay Games. But the tavern's owners still expect busy nights and full tables. So they prepared by learning about the LGBT communities from diversity trainer Kristen DuVernay.
So the first term that we're going to cover is transgender. So if you're confident that you know what that means, please move up here. And not so confident, move to the back or the space in between.
The goal is to generate buzz and get visitors to spots that aren't close to their hotels. But Cleveland State University economist Candy Klaus says buzz isn't enough. Far-flung establishments also need proximity to a well-known landmark.
It's a very reasonable expectation that people will venture away from the center of the activity to visit a certain neighborhood because they're looking for something specific like an art district or a music district.
The Grovewood is right off the interstate, which helps. And it's close to one of the city's top entertainment districts, the Waterloo neighborhood. The combination has brought customers in the past, and tavern owner Beth Davis Norrigan is confident her staff will be super busy during the games.
Anytime there's, you know, an exodus down to the Waterloo District, you know, there's a natural spillover to the Grovewood and vice versa. We get a lot of people that come down here for dinner before or after the show. So, you know, there's definitely is an area to draw people to when they are looking for something to do outside of the games.
Gay Games visitors are expected to bring $40 million to the area this coming week. I'm Afis Scruggs for Marketplace.